Hello and welcome to Encyclopedia's Tour of Baghdad. We would advise you to keep your hands inside the carriage at all times. Do not take pictures, or you might be seen and thought to be an American infidel. Under your seat, you'll find an AK-47. Should a insurgent attack the vehicle, aim the gun as so and pull the trigger. You'll also see people screaming Allahu Akbar or Itbah al-Amrikiya. If you hear these phrases being mentioned, I recommend you duck under your seat and cover yourself with the bulletproof armor provided. Thank you. Have a nice trip. Here we go. Well, welcome to sunny Baghdad, land of the free, landing explosive devices, home of the brave, for only the brave step near this war zone. A fantastic glimpse into life in the Middle East. Don't be scared, it starts to remind you less and less of the Holocaust as you walk around. Take in more of the city and acclimate yourself to the smell. Wait, that makes it seem more like the Holocaust. Never mind then. Forget I said anything about a Holocaust. Seriously, don't bring it up. Holocaust? What Holocaust? Nope. Don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Good. You catch on quickly. Good. Stare a lot like that, and you just might make it to the end of this tour. You down there, duck. Oh, yeah. I'll be your tour guide for today. Just stay with me. Keep your AKs held tightly in your arms, like a newborn infant, and you should make it back to the tour bus in one piece. Probably. We have no guarantee of that. But show any sign of fear, and it's lights out, though. Oh, you, over there, you see that box thing? Chuck that out, quickly. Thank you. Okay, as I was saying, lights the fuck out. Keep your head low, your expectations lower, and consult your brochure if you have any questions. As we drive around this magnificent city, I shall be talking to you about the culture, history, and the day-to-day life of people in this great city. The daily life for a citizen of Baghdad, referred to as Bag Dudes, is fast-paced and exciting. Unemployment in the city proper is so very high, so many citizens have to look for jobs in more remote sectors, such as a private defense contractor, known colloquially as a terrorist, a religious nut, referred to as a terrorist by the locals, or a freelance debris architect, known outside of Baghdad by the slang term terrorist. The recent trend in Baghdad is the modernization and Americanization of the culture. Since the glorious American Freedom War of 2003 of terror, American culture has hit a roadside bomb, crossroads in the region. Popular American pastimes such as NASCAR racing, not killing each other, less popular as of late, and eating hot dogs are all becoming the range in the trendy, not burning, sectors of Baghdad. Many young Iraqis are pleased with Americans, and will be more happy to acquaint them with their family ceremonial daggers. But believe it or not, there is some minor opposition in the Americanization of Baghdad by the insurgents, forces of terror, hatred, repression, and destruction. You know, those guys standing over there, look, yep, just next to that pile of dead bodies and blood. Yep, those guys standing over there, looking at us, through the scopes of their guns. They're really nice guys once you get to know them, great folks. Hey guys, Allahu Akbar, yeah? Still cool? Yeah, such kidders, funny guys. Funny guys. We better leave. Get out, drive. The culture of Baghdad is a hodgepodge of cultures from around the area. A real melting pot. A real burning pot. A burning effigy of Uncle Sam. The city of Baghdad is home to many diverse cultures, all of which are unique in many ways, but ultimately similar. They're like, in that they all want to kill the tour guides. and their lily white, arrogant, cocky wearing, camera around the neck having loud, boorish, rude, arrogant, snobby, rich, wealthy, lovely customers. You guys, in other words. They differ in their preferred methods. See those guys over there in the black turbans? Leering at us while sharpening their scimitars? Sunnis, they want to behead you. Those other guys? Over there, in the red turbans. Shiites, they prefer explosives. But don't judge either of them too harshly. They have their cultures and we have ours, and we just have to respect that. Imagine how boring the world would be if we were all the same, and respected the sanctity of life? Then I wouldn't get my morning exercise dodging IEDs and stray bullets when I go outside to milk the camels. Different strokes for different folks. That's what I say, people. Many people living in Baghdad have a fetish for weaponry, similar to the average American's like of decorative candles or commemorative plates. An AK-47? Whoa, just a second. Yes. Okay. To continue, similar to the ones under your seats, or RPG rocket-propelled grenade launchers on the wall, is akin to a God bless this home plaque in America. As I said, different cultures, but similar at heart. Now I shall talk you through the beautiful and, you know, contemporary architecture in this area. Now, we'll drive down this back alley. Not really drive, but rather be pulled by camels. Watch out for that crater, and that explosive device, and that dead dog, which may have a hidden explosive device inside, and a deactivated explosive device, which may have a hidden active explosive inside that, and that dead bird over there, that bird is dead, it's just dead, okay? Don't worry about that. We're on a trip to examine the famed architecture of this magnificent city. Keep an open mind. Middle Eastern architecture is different from what you're probably used to, but don't knock it before you understand it. In fact, don't knock it at all. It's very fragile and will fall over. You don't want to know what Iraqis do to foreigners who knock over their buildings. Let's just say it starts with H and ends with holy war. Now, we'll look at one style, the debris. Over to your left, you will see what appears to be the bombed out shell of a former building. Don't be alarmed or mistaken. This is a normal sight in Baghdad, and is actually indicative of, not of war or destruction, but of architecture and art at the cutting edge. Hey, don't look at me like that, I'm serious. Baghdad has historically been known for beautiful architecture, dating back to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Still today, Baghdad is a hotbed in the new abstract avant-garde architecture known as deconstructionism. This new Dadaist trend has hit architecture like a bomb, a very powerful bomb. Debris, the new building style is in. Order, freestanding structures, a fully operating government, roofs, and living inhabitants are all out. They are yesterday's news, yesterday's architecture. Any city can boast buildings with four walls, a roof, rooms, lack of bloody limbs sprawled across the ground. Baghdad is one of those select few cities that can claim hundreds of recently constructed, or to use deconstructionist architecture terminology, deconstructed buildings. The new style is typified by a random assortment of concrete blocks intermingled with rebar, with some sparse household items or body parts thrown on top. Some have called this the Jackson Pollock approach to building design and construction. It truly is a sight to behold. But be sure to stay away when an architect and his team are working on a debris project. Things can get pretty heated and violent. Like any good artist, they demand peace, privacy, and several tons of high-grade explosives and dozens of powerful firearms. Now, just down the road here, you can see a mosque. You might say, hey, that just looks like every other pile of rubble. But how'd you know it's a mosque? Good question. We know it's a mosque, because instead of having people weeping and cursing the seemingly godless skies above for loss of loved ones, the angry-looking men on top of the rubble are kneeling, praying to the sadistic god who subjects them to such abstract building design. Fascinating religion, really, isn't it? Allahu Akbar. Yeah, we got a connection. I got a connection with these people around here. You know, getting to know the locals. Yeah. Pointing guns and screaming is a normal greeting in this city. Yeah. Well, we near the end of our trip. You won't find mosques like this anywhere else in the world, except most other cities in the Middle East. Well, yes, this is almost the end of our trip. In conclusion, Baghdad is a great place to live, a great place to visit, and an even greater place to get the hell out of. Speaking of which, does anyone here know any job opportunities back in the States? Because I really want to get out of here. Anyway, oh my fucking god. The camel, it's got a bomb in it, I'm sure of it. Run, run, get out. Oh my god, look at that camel's eyes. Get out. Allahu Akbar.